October 23, 1924. The divine will is the enchantment of the divine eyes. I am going through bitter days because of the privations of my sweet Jesus. Oh, how I miss his adorable presence. Even just the memory of his sweet words is wounds to my poor heart, and I say to myself, and now, where is he? Where did he direct his steps? Where could I find him? Ah, everything is over. I will no longer see him. I will no longer hear his voice. We will no longer pray together. How hard is my destiny? What torture! What pain! Ah, Jesus, how you have changed! You have run away from me. But, though far away, on the wings of your will, wherever you are, I send you my kisses, my love, my cry of sorrow which tells you, come, come back to the poor exiled one, to the little newborn, who cannot live without you. But while I was saying these and other things, my adorable Jesus moved in my interior, and extending his arms, he squeezed me very tightly. And I said to him, my life, my Jesus, I cannot take it anymore. Help me, give me strength, do not leave me anymore. Take me with you, I want to come. And Jesus, interrupting me, told me, my daughter, don't you want to do my will? And I, certainly I want to do your will, but your will is also in heaven. So, if I have done it on earth until now, from now on I want to come to do it in heaven. Therefore, hurry, take me, do not leave me anymore. I feel I cannot take it anymore, have pity on me. And Jesus, again, my daughter, you do not know what my will on earth is. It shows that, after so many of my lessons, you have not understood well. You must know that the soul who, here, lets my will live within her, as she prays, as she suffers, as she works, as she loves, etc., forms a sweet enchantment to the divine pupils, in such a way as to enclose, with her acts, the gaze of God in that enchantment. And so the Omnipotent One, taken by the sweetness of this enchantment, feels disarmed of many chastisements which the creatures draw upon themselves with their grave sins. This enchantment has the virtue of preventing my justice from pouring out, with all its fury, upon the face of the earth, because my justice too remains enchanted by my will operating in the creature. Do you think it is trivial that the Creator sees in the creatures, who are still living upon earth, his divine will operating, triumphant, ruling, with the same freedom with which it operates and rules in heaven? However, this enchantment in heaven is opposite, because my will dominates in its kingdom as if in its own house, and the enchantment is formed within myself, not outside of me. Therefore it is my will, that enchants all the blessed with an enrapturing power, in such a way that their pupils are enclosed in my enchantment to be eternally beatified. So, it is not they who form the sweet enchantment for me, but I for them. And so my pupils are free, and receive no charm. On the other hand, my will, living in the creature who is crossing the exile, is as though operative and ruling in the house of the creature, which is more amazing. And this is why she forms for me a more pleasing enchantment, which charms me and holds such attraction for my gaze as to captivate me to fix my pupils upon her, without being able to move them. Ah, you do not know how necessary this enchantment is in these times, in which so many evils will come. The peoples will be forced to eat one another. They will be taken by such rage as to become fierce, one against the other. But the greatest guilt is of the leaders. Poor peoples. They have true slaughterers, incarnate devils as leaders, who want to slaughter their brothers. If the evils were not grave, your Jesus would not leave you as though deprived of him. You fear that it may be for other things that I deprive you of me. No, no, be reassured. It is my justice that, depriving you of me, wants to pour out upon creatures. You, however, never go out of my will, so that its sweet enchantment may spare the people's worst evils.